Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. My name is James Easton, and I'm your host. And with me is my co-host. What's your name again?
John Doerr.
John Doerr from Brooklyn?
Yeah. Straight out of Brooklyn.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm standing on the mean streets of Brooklyn as we speak.
Huh?
I'm standing on the mean streets of Brooklyn as we speak.
Right on, right on. What's the street? Don't worry about it. Okay,
Ralph
so anyway,
Avenue,
Brooklyn,
New York, 11234.
11234. Whoa.
That's right. First zip code in the United States.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't fucking play no games,
well,
James.
No games. Fuck the
no
game.
Games at all.
Fuck them.
Straight up true.
Yeah, I believe you.
You better believe
me. I know you.
I know where you
I
live. I'll come get you.
Oh, yeah. Come to Canada, where the maple syrup is, like, running from the waterfalls and shit.
Right. And the weed grows plentiful.
You know, the weed, it grows plentiful, and the cops are like, he must be a first-time offender. We'll let him go.
Exactly. That's where I want to move to.
Those
are the kind
of
cops
well,
I want to know.
Not the states where you're like, but officer,
right.
It's just a joint.
It's just
and
a nickel
like,
bag.
You're going away for 12 years.
It's just a nickel bag, officer.
I know what a nickel bag is.
That's a dime bag.
And I'm going to ramp it up into a quarter bag, and you're going to
yeah,
be like,
right.
doing a dollar for fucking 25 fucking dollars.
Yeah. It's the way of the world
Holy
here,
fuck,
man.
Those,
it's what
yeah.
makes the world
well,
go around here. Nothing but drugs and fucking incarceration.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. It's a business.
Absolutely.
It's a business.
It's a profitable business, Jim.
Fucking right, man.
Yep.
That's right, Chuck. I mean,
that's right.
Robert.
Lucy.
I mean, Bob. I mean, what's your name again?
Hobby,
remember.
Bill, George, whatever your name is.
Yeah. Yeah, Brooklyn. I was calling Brooklyn.
That's right. Brooklyn. But too bad the cops are too fucking stupid here. I fucking run rings around them anyway. They never fucking catch me.
Like,
even if they tried.
Well, you know what?
Sorry, I've been in the game too long. You can't catch me.
You know what bugged me is they're talking this lingo. It's like, you're a constitutionalist. That's a bad thing. You know,
yeah,
like,
right.
You're a bad guy because you're...
Only un-Americans say the Constitution is a bad thing.
That's
fucking
like,
communist
that's like saying,
fucking retards.
It's like saying you like carrots. Well, you know, you're a
it's
carrot
like saying
kid.
Water. It's like saying water is a bad thing, James.
Yeah, I know, man.
Fuck
it's
them
fucked
motherfuckers.
Up shit. The
that's
world
right.
is fucked. It ain't just the USA. It's all over the place, man.
Yeah.
And I know Stephen Harper, my prime minister, is sniveling in his study right now listening to this phone call.
Good,
and
I hope he is.
Yeah,
we'll fucking learn him some fucking reality.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
They're you know, they're letting us be this way.
Good, let them.
For a time.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll take all the time they'll fucking give me.
Yeah, but you know what? I have this thing to proffer, okay? These evil fucking pricks, and I said this before, are setting us up for a fall. And either we take it or we don't, and we die.
Or we could flank them.
And they, yeah, that's right. We can flank them. There's all kinds of strategy.
That's right.
We can, yeah, fucking right, man.
That's
about strategy, for sure.
That's right.
So we
I'm with you on the strategy, James.
Well,
I got my own secret strategy that nobody knows about.
All right. Listen, man.
Not even you.
You're a one-man army.
That's right.
I'm talking about trying to amalgamate, you know, a couple of people. But anyways, you know, like get a few people involved, try to make this thing work in a large scale.
Yeah.
You know, what needs to be said to,
right,
you know, get drive to the heart of the
right
people,
uh-huh,
that care and want to get on board. Just they're scared of these. If they come,
yeah,
they'll get
fuck
me.
Fear. You know what I got to say to them?
Fuck fear. Yeah.
Fuck fear.
Yeah.
Period. Get on board. If that's all that's holding you back, get on board, you fucking pussy. Fuck fear.
Well, there you go. Hey, don't be offended if he called you a pussy, because you are. If you're
fear is the language of fucking cowards. If you're thinking,
you know,
about getting on board, you got to fucking be a fucking brave motherfucker. Fuck fear.
And getting on board is a matter
cowards
of...
Cowards think about fear. Those are the only people that think about fear is cowards.
You know what? I sometimes cower. But then I snap back. I'm like, hey, motherfucker, you're not scared.
I ain't fucking scared of nobody and nothing.
No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of dying. You know what?
Fuck dying.
Thing
you only got to die once, James.
Yeah.
A black cat just walked across my path and I still ain't scared.
I think that that people in the olden days, you know,
uh-huh,
in the days of yore,
yeah,
when there was
they
like
fear the authority
battlefield. I just think that people were not afraid to die for freedom, and
no,
that's something that was lost.
Right.
And what do you got to do?
Well,
say
not
that?
Totally.
No, not with you, man.
Not
you,
totally.
Man.
Not at all.
So,
sorry to disappoint the people out there who are praying for fucking, you know, total fear and submission. Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, fuck.
I apologize profusely, but fuck you. I ain't afraid of nothing. And never will be.
Fuck you, I won't do what you told me!
That's right. Rage against
the
machine.
Right, fucking, yeah, that's right.
The machine isn't your friend. Never has been.
Right.
Culture ain't your friend either. Wake up
that's
to
right
this reality already. Culture is not your friend.
We
and
all
that's
live
what's
in
causing
our...
you fear. Sorry to interrupt you, James, but the only thing that's causing you fear to the people out there, hear
yeah,
this
you know,
and understand it. Hear this and understand it. Fear
okay
is caused by culture. It's caused by brainwashing. Fuck fear.
Right.
And fuck culture.
Right.
It's a control system meant to benefit the fucking institutions that are instilled and run by the elites who benefit from your fear. Fuck fear.
They work you like a slave, and they make
that's
money
right
off you.
That's all you are. You're a debt slave and a fear
it's
slave.
Like the fear is the whip. They,
that's
they,
right.
They keep slapping you, and you're like, don't slap me.
That's
don't
right
slap me. Fuck, man.
You know
they
what I say?
It.
Slap me harder. Slap me harder.
Well, some people are fucking sick and twisted, and they like that shit. You know
yeah
what? I want to talk about the Masons. Those people are fucked. There's
yeah
Masons
the secretive
everywhere
little cowards you that conspire against the rest of the world.
That's right. They're little fucking pieces of shit. They
why else would they have a secret society?
On. That's right. There's a secret society.
If they weren't
all
cowards,
over the place.
Why would... In
that's
other
right
words, why would you have to keep things secret if you weren't a coward fucking slivering fucking piece of shit?
You're right.
to get over on the rest of the world.
Are gonna,
you know why? Because you're a coward.
Last people, they're the last
you're tough
people
enough.
The slimy snakes. They're the last people to fucking stand up and fucking, you know, die.
They will never stand
fucking
up. They will never stand up. That's why they're in a secret society to begin with.
Yeah,
they're slithering
want, they,
little
like,
fucking cowards.
Power in numbers.
Who have
know,
to
like,
hide.
Oh, you want to be evil? Okay, let's be evil together. You know, like,
yeah, but just in secret where nobody else knows because we're little cowards.
Right,
we're
exactly,
evil little cowards.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm fucking really scared of you.
We need to gather the sheep. We need to gather the sheep and get them all together and go,
right, and lie to them and deceive
you know
them and get them to do their fucking evil fucking deeds.
What,
under
the
deceit.
Sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the sheep. I am talking about the sheep, but I'm saying you're talking about the snakes. I'm talking about
well,
the sheep.
The snakes get the sheep to fucking do their evil deeds under deceit and lies.
They force the sheep.
The sheep are unwitting.
They're ignorant. They don't know what's going on. They're like,
right, but they're the main people who are committing all the evil acts under deceit and lies. They're, you know, deceived to commit these evil acts.
Right. Yeah.
Under deceit and lies. From the cowards.
The
cowards that can't do their own dirty work for themselves, which shows how strong they actually are. Right?
A cow is innocent. A cow is like...
No, the cowards.
I know, but it comes from cow. I mean, it must come from cow. What the hell is that?
I hope so. Because that's what they are, a fucking useless fucking cow. With a word at the end. Cow-word.
Cow-word, man.
Right.
Word up, cow, man.
That's right.
If you're not a sheep, you're a cow. But
right.
If you're not a cow, you're a sheep. And if you're not a sheep, you're
a fucking upstanding fucking man with fucking balls between your legs.
All right, I'm a wolf. Okay, I can tear
right.
the sheep apart.
That's what you gotta be.
But I'm a lone wolf, and I'm
a truth
I'm
wolf.
So are you, man?
I'm a wolf of truth.
It's like. We're like...
You know what I hate more than anything? Lies. I hate lies.
We keep them... We're the ones that keep them in check. You know what? Listen, man. Fuck. What I've discovered is the world works in mysterious ways.
Sure enough.
Fuck, man. It's like X can happen and it begets Y. But
yeah.
Because of Y, it begets... X or Y, and
right.
this is fucking crazy shit. And it's like, that's really simplistic. But what I'm saying is, all this evil that's going on is like
yeah.
Perpetrating some kind of like, it's making this revolution happen. You know, like
yeah.
if it doesn't happen, then they win. If it does happen, then they have a fight. If it does happen,
right.
And we win, then they're dead. You know, like, it's
uh-huh.
a risk. It's a chance. It's,
yep.
Fuck, man. I'm kind of pushing people. I'm like, let's
you
go.
You
got to
push
go,
people.
Let's go. Come on. Motherfucker, wake the fuck up. Sorry, I don't mean to scream
that's right.
here. But, like,
yell all
I'm
you want.
I'm in a farmhouse, and there's no one that can hear me, so I can, like, you know, make
scream
that
all you want. We're miles from where anywhere can hear you scream,
Jesus
James.
Jesus fucking Christ! You know, you know what praying is? When you put your hands together?
Yeah.
And you're like, dear Lord, or God, or Hare Krishna, or... you know, Vishnu
right.
or whatever the
Buddha
fuck.
Or whatever
Buddha,
you pray
whatever,
to.
Whatever, whatever. It's all the same shit. It's all the
right.
same shit. It's like,
uh-huh.
motherfucker, listen up, man. Man, I mean, man, every man on the planet, man,
yep.
I can't speak for a woman. Women are fucked. Women are fucked across the board. All right.
Yep.
If I said, hey, hon, I'm going out to chop a tree, and
yep.
you go out and chop the tree, and you come home, and you're like, I chopped the tree, and the woman's like, you don't love me anymore. You know, like, what?
You took too
fuck?
Much time to chop that tree.
Oh, my God, for Christ's sakes. It just, it doesn't make sense. It's like, it doesn't add up to men.
It's a control
too,
system.
It's
not made to
oh,
make
man.
Sense.
Oh, man, it's like, yeah.
It's
the
made
female,
to make nonsense.
Ovaries are a control system.
That's right. Get used to
That's
it.
That's right, man.
This
sure,
is what
man.
They want. They want the whole world feminized. Because it's easier to control. You're not supposed to be a man anymore.
That's why men took over. Do you know why? Because women are irrational.
Right.
They're not logical. I mean, that's
right.
Racist.
They're emotional.
And so, yonder way back when, who cares when, who, across the land, you know, Middle East, wherever, Africa, who cares, American Indian, who cares? It's always, well, American Indian is different. It's a patriarchal society, but they have some idealistic kind of things. But
yeah.
mostly in the middle of the world, it's been patriarchal. And it's about woman, shut up and do your fucking chores because you're a fucking idiot and you don't know what's going on.
And I'm the man.
Yeah, well, they don't have any idea of what's going on in the real world. They just
right.
only go, no. And this may sound completely sexist, but I don't give a fuck about fucking political correctness anymore.
Right.
You know what? Political correctness, take it and shove it up your ass. Not
right.
you.
No, I know.
People who think that political correctness matters,
right.
you know, in this world
it's,
where
it's just
people
another
are
control
getting
system.
Slaughtered.
Right.
Sorry.
It's another control system to shut you the fuck up.
That's right. That's right. The TV, the water, the vaccines. The chemtrails.
The food. Yep.
It's just like they're lining us up like a fucking set of 10 pins to get mowed down by the fucking ball, man.
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
I know.
We're going to get mowed down. That's what's coming. And I, you know, I see this shit. I see it. I see it fucking so clearly.
Yep.
You know, that this begets this begets this begets this begets this begets this.
Right.
And like, meanwhile, people
connect.
Are like, what's your favorite music title? You know, like,
what's your favorite movie? Who's your
what's
favorite
that?
Actor?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Fuck actors. They're all related to the politicians.
Fuck the politicians. You know what
and
politicians
fuck the actors.
Is?
Stop worshipping actors. They're all
asshole.
Related to the politicians who are all related to the royal bloodlines of Europe.
All the politicians of modern day are ass-kissing pieces of shit.
And they're all related
and
to the European bloodlines. Back to George Washington.
Right.
Every single United States president is all related to the European bloodlines. Wake
wait,
up to this
guys,
reality.
Did you guys hear that? All United States presidents from George Washington on are related to the bloodline. So
to the European royal bloodlines, to be specific.
Yeah.
To the French,
like,
to the French and the English royal bloodlines. So how are you free?
Can I tell you
how
something?
Have you ever been free? The only thing I was watching, you know what I was watching last night on, I was checking out Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
And it was all about the Star Children.
Okay.
You know about the Star Children?
Mm-mm.
The Star Children, the Star Children are prophesized by the American Indians and the Canadian and Mexican Indians for many centuries and centuries.
Wow.
And basically the story goes is that the aliens, whoever they are, you know, they could be demons from hell, they could be, you know, just, you know, other life forms from other solar systems. But basically the story goes is that they've been placing advanced in, intellectually and intelligent children that have been born into this world that are advanced because they're alien DNA, what they call junk DNA in our DNA.
Okay.
That's basically shut off, that they believe, and they label it as junk DNA because it's shut off. A lot of microbiologists and stuff are starting to believe that that DNA can be switched on at any time. It can be switched on, and that when it is, basically, these children are far advanced than normal human beings in the sense that they're very psychic, very intelligent, and also super sensitive. In the sense that sensitivity in the fact of, in other words, being able to be aware of other people's hurting and suffering.
Yeah.
Which, in other words, the American Indian and Indians throughout North America have prophesied. This is centuries and centuries old. This is before, this is before Europeans landed on North America. It's basically prophesized that there will be a group. It was also a famous psychic who prophesied between 2001 and 2015 that the Star Children would begin to arise. In other words, they would be the beginning of what humans are going to evolve to be, and in that sense, is in other words, they would be super sensitive not only to people suffering, animals suffering, the earth suffering, but to also to heal the planet. In other words, the industry, what they label the planet as right now, is in chaos and totally out of order and out of sync with nature, and that this is the third world, and when these Star Children arise will be the beginning of the fourth world, which will bring about a time of peace that in other words, these children will put forth a new way of living for the entire human race, which will be sensitive to everybody's suffering. In other words, there will be peace on earth through these children. And supposedly it's through alien intervention, through the awakening and or opening of our closed DNA, which they label as junk DNA. That isn't junk. It's just shut off. These, you know, DNA has an on and off switch. So, in that sense, the aliens have waited till this time to turn on the on switch on this DNA, which will propel these children to show the rest of the human race the new way to live, which is not in chaos and disorder and destruction and death. That is the norm now, today. And in other words, they will be what would you call them, the forefront of what the rest of humanity will eventually become as a whole. In other words, the rest of humanity will become as they are, which is totally sensitive, and in other words, being able to not give in to greed, suffering, causing suffering onto fellow man and creatures of the earth and the planet itself. In other words, they will be the beginning of what the human race will evolve into, which is more in tune with nature and caring and loving instead of greed and suffering and mass murder that it is now, and chaos.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do, honestly, is just look around you and understand that this entire planet is in chaos and in suffering. And it's all to benefit a small group of people, to benefit on everyone else's suffering and death and chaos and destruction and mass murder for profit of a small
Here's
group of
twist.
People. And this is, you know, I beg people to look up the Star Children, research the Star Children of the American Indians and the Canadian Indians and the Mexican Indians and even the South American Indians. All their old, you know, prophecies and stories and, you know, all their old tales, all, in other words, correlate along the same lines of the same storyline, that the Star Children will be born amongst the population of the world and will turn the world around through their open DNA.
I
honestly believe wholeheartedly that, you know, there's also evidence, scientific evidence, that within the last 1,000 years, human DNA has in other words, changed as much as 7% within 1,000 years. In other words, intellectually and intelligence-wise, has expanded 7% within 1,000 years, which is all pointing towards the same thing, that the human race as a whole is awakening. And all the elites are doing at this point are trying to stifle that and stop that, to control it and profit from it. From, in other words, stifling the evolution of the human race for their own profit. And this will all be known to everyone, on every human being on the planet. This will all be known without doubt. This will all come to a head and will all be known to every human being on this planet very soon. And I have to state that, honestly, this is one of the major reasons that I have absolutely no fear of anything, of any of these people. Whether I live or die, it doesn't matter, because I understand the larger picture that most people don't, because they're too stuck in their own little lives. The fact of the matter is the human race is evolving. That's, you know, every species on this planet is put here to evolve, to expand, to grow, know, intellectually and physically, intelligence-wise. And, you know, the majority of human beings have lost sight of this. And this is a major reason why the elites have been able to control us for so long, is because people have lost sight of this. The human race is put here. Think about the intelligence inside your own skull. And think about the evolution of that. Think about where that's supposed to go, you know? Right. And, to be stuck in the same place and, you know, stepping on each other's necks and killing each other, you know, for fake paper is not what our purpose is on this planet.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. And this is the larger picture that the majority of human beings on this planet have lost and have absolutely no sight of. But in the same sense, is going to be revealed to every living, intelligent human being on this planet very shortly.
Right.
Because
right,
this evolution cannot be stopped by the elites because
that's
they aren't
right,
strong. They're a bunch, like I said, they're a bunch of cowards that are manipulating the psychology of the human species, but that isn't even strong enough to stop it. And there I will end. And I beg people again to investigate the Star Children, because these people have been documented across the planet. There's a child in China that can stand next to a branch of flowers that are unbloomed yet, just buds on a branch of flowers, and she's able to advance time enough and show people in real time that, in other words, she can advance time on her own through her own mental powers and enable unbloomed flowers on a branch of a tree like cherry blossoms to open up in front of people, and it's been documented. And that's all the proof in the world I need to show that human beings have the potential for a lot more than what is happening right now. And what they're being told is all they're capable of. And I'll end on that. All I beg people to do is to investigate and research Star Children, because therein is the answer to the world's problems.
You know, there's another name for that. It's the Indigo Children.
Yes, absolutely.
And the Indigo Chakra is the third eye. And
right.
I wanted to say that I wanted to point out in the bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
There's good and evil in the universe, but
right.
there's also the singularity, which is oneness. And to be one is to be at kind with the universe. A singularity is what's different about what's the same on either side, which is like the convergent, divergent. If you draw a pyramid, the top of the pyramid is convergent and the bottom two lines are
mm-hmm.
divergent.
Right.
And if you draw a straight line, the middle is the singularity or the one. It's literally, if you draw a one, on either side of it is what's different. And
mm-hmm.
I call this the same, different, same. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I fucked up. But the point is that that in the larger picture, there are other forces at work.
Absolutely.
You may be good and righteous and noble and good deed and so on, but there
right.
are evil forces. And
right, and people have to be aware of this fact, that there are evil. And also these prophecies also talk about the black-eyed children, which are
mm-hmm.
negative forces.
Okay.
There are tales where these black-eyed children knock on people's doors and ask them, you know, for water and stuff or to use the phone. And but they're told their eyes are totally black and negative.
Oh, yeah.
And they're believed to be soul reapers. In other words, they want to enter your dwelling to take your soul. So, in other words,
any one of those motherfuckers to come into my dwelling, motherfucker.
Well, if you're dumb enough to let them into
your
house, they might be able to do you harm. But in other words, for people to be aware that with this great onslaught of good that is coming through the Star Children or the Indigo Children, that there is also, in other words, it's in other words, along with the laws of the universe, with good has to come bad. So along with these good children are going to come bad children
right.
that are looking
right,
to
right,
do
right.
people harm. and people have to be aware of this. And in other words, it comes down to a battle between good and evil, which is what I've always said all along. No matter how they disguise it, no matter how they lie about it, no matter how they deceive people about it in mass, it doesn't matter. It's still a battle between good and evil when it's boiled down and consolidated to its purest form. It's a battle between good and evil, and people.
This is
the most important thing that people need to be aware of, is that there is a huge battle between good and evil, and it's been going on, you know, for thousands of years. Right.
Yeah.
And nothing has changed. No matter how much technology is thrown into the mix, no matter how much intelligence is thrown into the mix, it's still a battle between good and evil, because that knowledge, that technology can be used for good purposes or evil purposes. And therein lies the root of the battle. People have to know the difference and have to make a choice.
I want to give a stern warning.
And people are going to have to make a choice between good and evil.
Good
is better than evil. That's all I can tell you. Good is always better than evil.
Good is what we want.
Right.
What the world wants.
Right.
Evil is...
Well, not all of the world. There are some people
that
have chosen evil.
And this is what people need to stop being ignorant to.
Evil sometimes, I don't mean to interrupt, but sometimes evil comes in the forms, you know, comes in the cloak of goodness.
Wait.
You know what?
I struggle with that, man. I do. I really do.
Yeah, everybody in this planet struggles with that. Because that's how it's laid out to you, to deceive you.
Ultimately,
things are presented to you in a good package, but when you unravel it, And when it's too late, you find out
when
it's bad.
When it's all lies, it's all lies and deception, you feel cheated. And that's why there's rules. There are fucking Ten Commandments. And you know what? I broke a major rule. And you know what? I kind of feel like it's an old rule that doesn't matter anymore, but... there's other rules that do matter, like thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not cheat, or whatever. I don't know.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah.
You know, what is war? What is? But hold on, wait. I want to say that nobody is perfect. Nobody is righteous. Nobody is that good. And
not
Jesus Christ was that good. And I'll give you an example. On the cross, Jesus said, according to Matthew, God, why have you forsaken me? You know, like, as if he didn't know why. You know, like, he knew why. That's not a wrong thing, but... It is. It's definitely a sign of doubt in the Lord. But you know what? If we want to get biblical, fucked up. Fuck biblical. If we want to get like godical, God is watching us. Everybody,
all the time.
We are watching us, and we are God. I'm God.
Right.
You're
exactly.
God. The table is God.
In other words,
the computer is God. My
you
glasses.
Know when you commit evil.
You
know,
yeah, you
nobody
know,
has to
you,
point out to you that you committed evil. You know you committed evil as soon as you commit it.
You know what?
So
if you have dreams where you do something wrong, let that be a lesson. Let that teach you that, you know, you don't have to live it. You can dream it and like. That'll teach you. You know, you don't have to go through the motions.
But even if you do in the real world, in real time, and in real life, you know, commit an evil act.
People who don't,
you know,
care,
you understand that you committed that evil act, and
people who
it
don't
all comes down
life.
to in other words, what you're saying is no one's perfect, and that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
The perfection lies, I believe, honestly, in my personal opinion, the perfection lies in the ability to be able to, in other words, you know, we're all fallible. In other words, we're all able to commit evil acts.
Right.
But the thing is,
that's the Garden of Eden.
Right, but the thing is, no one's perfect. So if you commit an evil act, you know, that's part of your imperfection. But what is part of perfection? What I believe is true perfection is being able to admit and understand that you committed that evil act, and to, you know, to honestly, you know, feel sorrowful for it and try to make amends for
correct
it afterwards.
It.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That is where the perfection lies. That is where true goodness lies, is in understanding that you're not perfect and you're able to commit, you know, horrible things or make mistakes, you know, because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody, you know, you know, you can, you know, make a wrong turn on a street and kill somebody by accident. It doesn't mean you meant it, but to understand that you made that mistake and to, you know, own up to it. That is where true perfection lies, I believe. That
right.
is where true goodness lies, is in not admitting to anybody else in the world. It's just admitting it to yourself. You know,
I think,
understanding in the sense that, you know, along the lines of what you're saying is, you know, God is everything and we are everything along with God. You know, we're part of God.
Right.
Whatever God is, whatever the universe is.
I could go into that. You know, God is everything and it is God. And
right.
And
we are part of that. So we are, you know, this is where I believe, you know, a lot of people get stuck on is, you know, they believe they have to be absolutely perfect or they're no good. You know, that isn't the case.
It's
you know,
not
because
about perfection.
We have good and evil, you know, we have good and bad both. You know,
it's about doing
inside
the right
of
thing.
Us. Right. And
do the
but
right
my
thing.
point is even if you do the wrong thing, is realizing you did the wrong thing and changing it.
Yeah, but everything.
You know, in
like
other words,
cycle,
admitting I did the wrong thing, and this is the right thing.
Everything's like a cycle. Everything is a cycle.
Right.
The entire universe is like an up and a down, and an up and a
right.
down, and an up.
And there's
down.
Good and bad in
everything. Everything you can think of.
But in other words, if you do bad and you don't own up to it, and say, "Oh, I just did it, and that's the way it is," that isn't. You know,
yeah,
that's staying
like,
evil. That's staying in the realm of evil.
I don't care. I don't really care, man. You
right,
know,
exactly.
Way,
that's not being good. You're not a good person then. In other words,
that's
you're
right.
saying, you know, I'm evil and that's it. I did an evil thing and, you know, accept it. Accept my evil. Instead of saying,
yeah, but
I did something
there's
evil and I want to make up for it. I know it was evil. I recognize it was evil. I hurt whoever, whatever, and I want to make amends for it. That's where perfection lies, is owning up to it, understanding you did wrong and trying to make amends for it, trying to make up for it. That's where the perfection lies. That's where
I know you want to stay on the positive, but I want to emphasize that it's about role models, leaders, what have you.
Well, that's where I have to disagree. I believe there's good and evil in everyone, and then everyone can recognize it for what it is without role models.
Yeah.
You don't need anybody to understand
that
you
true.
Did good or
that's
evil.
True.
You
we
understand
all
what I'm
the
saying?
We have to make the choice.
Right.
And
as long as you have,
there,
you know,
there,
a decent
there
working
can be a time
brain.
When we're ambivalent, when we don't realize what we're doing.
Right.
But if you continue
it
on,
doesn't, and that doesn't even matter, even if you realize it afterwards, after you committed the sin, whatever it is.
Right.
As long as you realize it and stop yourself and say, hey, I did wrong, and admit it and are open.
There's a
you know,
right
and be
things.
Able to admit it to others, then that's where the forgiveness lies, and that's where the perfection lies, and that's where the goodness lies. is your ability.
Hey, I wanted to tell you.